The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London, repatriating British citizens. Adam, how many, you told us this yesterday, how many did you say there were?
Well, they don't know. That's the problem. But a calculation was at one stage between 300,000 and a million. Of course, not all of them necessarily want to come home, but also some of them already have come home. But the way that the government's talking is that they are now arranging with five airlines, including BA, Virgin and EasyJet. And the fact is they will charter a load of planes through these companies to fly Britons back from countries where they can't get flights. And that's rather a lot of countries at the moment around the world, several dozen potentially. But it is still the problem, and that wasn't explained in the press conference a little earlier. How do you find those people? How do you communicate with those people? How do you know exactly how many and how many flights, etc.? It sounds good, and it's, at least they're trying to do something, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. And, of course, this is inevitable. You've got figures on the business downturn. This is going to occur.
Yeah, the impact on business, of course, continues. I mean, just today we've seen, for instance, EasyJet, whilst involved in the repatriation flights, they've now grounded their entire fleet, which, of course, doesn't help. Another airline, Virgin Atlantic, has asked for government bailout. An appliance rental chain called Bright House, they've closed all 250 stores today. And the famous Carluccio's restaurant chain, they've gone into administration, 71 restaurants down the tube. So 5,000 jobs in those two companies. On we go, frankly. But long term, what kind of damage? We have no idea, do we?
No, that's right, Adam. That's right. And I think it's universal. China have got a lot to answer for. Good to talk to you, Adam.